What Susie Orman Gets Wrong About IUL, and What She Gets Right. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Susie Orman has real criticisms of how IULs are sold. Most are legitimate, but they're criticisms of bad agents and bad structures, not the product itself. Here's what she gets right, what she misses, and why a properly structured IUL answers her actual objections. Susie Orman has spent decades warning people away from IUL policies. She calls them complicated, expensive, and a poor substitute for term life plus investing. Here's the honest part. She's right about what she's criticizing. She's wrong about what she's criticizing. Most IULs sold today are structured poorly. Agents oversell them to the wrong people. Commission incentives are real. But when Susie condemns IUL itself, she's condemning a product based on how badly it's usually sold, not how it can work. What Susie Orman gets right. Transparency is terrible. Most people who buy IUL don't understand what they own. They can't compare costs across carriers or explain the cap rates, spreads, and insurance charges to a friend. Susie's right, that's a problem. A properly structured IUL should come with a one-page fee breakdown and a 10-year projection showing every cost. If your agent won't provide that, Susie's instinct to pass is correct. Commission incentives distort the market. An agent selling IUL often makes 50 to 75% commission in year one. Selling term or index funds pays much less. That motive exists. It's real. It drives a lot of bad recommendations. Susie is correct that this creates perverse incentives. The answer isn't to ban IUL. It's to ask your advisor. What's your commission on this, and what would you recommend if it was the same as term? Most IULs fail to deliver on cash value claims. If you fund an IUL with a death benefit that's too high and a premium that's too low, the policy won't accumulate meaningful cash value. Susie's seen this dozens of times. She's right, it happens constantly. Guarantees matter more than upside. Susie loves term life because it's simple. You pay a known premium, you get a known benefit. No surprises. IULs have a floor, usually 0 to 1%, but they can still feel unpredictable. That concern is valid. What Susie Orman misses. Policy loans are not borrowing against your money. They're borrowing from the insurance company against your cash value. The key word, participating loan. If structured right, you earn more in the cash value than you pay in loan interest. That's $1 doing two jobs. Susie doesn't discuss this mechanism. Most agents don't either. But it's the difference between IUL as a savings account and IUL as a leverage vehicle. Buy term and invest the rest. Assumes you'll actually invest the rest. For Susie's audience, this works. For most Americans, it doesn't. The term premium difference sits in a checking account and gets spent on a car, a kitchen, or next year. An IUL forces the funding. That's not sophisticated. It's not optimal for a perfect portfolio, but it's real for human behavior. Properly structured IULs rarely lapse. Susie cites lapse rates as proof of danger. She's right that underfunded IULs fail. But an IUL max funded with minimum death benefit and annual funding discipline? Lapse rates are comparable to whole life. The real question Susie doesn't ask. Susie's ultimate objection is, why not term plus disciplined investing? If you'll reliably invest the difference, that's a better answer for most people. An IUL is not a replacement for that strategy. It's a supplement. IUL makes sense when you want leverage against a large asset base, real estate, business, need a tax-free income floor in retirement, or want insurance that also compounds wealth. Susie's confusion is that she's seen the second case 100 times and concluded the first case doesn't exist. It does. It's just not how IUL is usually sold. Frequently asked questions. What does Susie Orman recommend instead of IUL? Susie recommends term life plus a diversified investment portfolio. If you execute this perfectly, the math favors this path. For most people, it doesn't get executed. Dead dollars accumulate in savings accounts instead of being invested. Can an IUL collapse or run out of money? An IUL can lapse if underfunded, if cost of insurance charges spiral from overleverage, or if you have consecutive zero return years with unpaid loans. A properly structured IUL with annual funding discipline rarely does. That's different from never. Who should actually buy an IUL? Someone who will fund it reliably every year. Wants insurance that also builds cash value, understands the rate caps and fees, or is considering leverage against real estate or business assets. Not someone hoping an agent will manage it for them. Is IUL a scam? IUL is a tool. Bad agents using bad structures on the wrong clients makes it feel like a scam. The product itself isn't. The sales execution usually is. That's why transparency and structure matter. How is IUL different from Whole Life? Whole Life has guaranteed returns and guaranteed costs. IUL has higher upside potential, the cap, a lower floor, often 0 to 1%, and lower costs. Neither is universally better. A properly structured IUL can potentially accumulate more wealth over time, depending on index performance and your funding discipline. Susie Orman's skepticism isn't wrong. It's incomplete. She's seen bad IULs sold by bad agents and concluded the product is bad. Most agents do sell IUL badly. That's the problem to solve. If you're considering IUL, use Susie's standards. Demand transparency, understand the structure, confirm it's max funded with minimum death benefit, and ask your agent what they'd recommend if commission was equal across all products. Ready to see if a properly structured IUL fits your wealth building strategy? Book a strategy call with the LightStrats team. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.